we don't want to be out the FA Cup, but the format and the schedule that we've had so far, the break will give us the opportunity to bring one or two back in and give the lads a chance to take a breather, ready for the Christmas period, and then hopefully we're looking at trying to bring bodies in then in January to try and help us.
Any word on that at this moment in time?
No, we're just working away on it. We're doing all our groundwork first, and then we've got to go and obviously see what happens in the next week or two with that.
In terms of this Tuesday night's game, a local derby, should be a really good attendance. It would have been a Saturday, barring international call-ups earlier on in the season. But yeah. How do you view going into a game against Blackburn Rovers?
It's a free hit. They've come down out of the Championship last season, managed to keep a lot of the squad, and then they've gave the manager, who I thought did a great job there, trying to keep him in the division last season. They've gave him some money. I think he spent over £1 million, so that's a lot of money in this division to strengthen further. So, a lot of people have been talking about and getting promoted, and for the supporters there, I hope they do get promoted, because they've been through a hell of a lot. And for Tony, I know what it's like managing that football club, and I understand the pressures that he'll be under and how difficult it can be at times after tomorrow night and when we play them at Ewood. I do hope that they get promoted, but we're going to have a real good go tomorrow night.
You'd only be human to look at it, Gary, and think they've given a manager £1 million in League One, to think, well, had they given me that in the Championship, they might not be where they are now.
The biggest gripe I probably have, or had rather, was 3 weeks after they sacked us, the embargo got lifted. Then they gave Paul Lambert the money to do what he wanted to do. But he quickly got out of there because he saw things that obviously weren't to his liking. But we worked very hard to try and get that embargo lifted. So that at the time just didn't quite sit right. I was 16th in the league under an embargo, and they lifted the embargo and finished 15th. So you read into that what you want and make your own assessments. And then the following year, unfortunately for the supporters, they got relegated.
In terms of the team that Blackburn Rovers started with at the weekend, Gary, just David Rea, Corey Evans and Ryan Nyambi are players that you'll have worked with. It shows how much things have changed.
Oh, massively so, yeah. But I'm delighted for David because we gave him his debut, as we did with Ryan as well. And it's good to see them develop and move on and progress for their careers. And I'm amazed that a talent of Corey Evans is playing at this level. But I think that was more due to the fact that you look at the injuries that he suffered, last season. So, but, for me, he's a Championship midfield player all day long.